Perek Dalet Seif Tes Zayin. Schitat Perot Letoch Ochel. If a person wants to squeeze out food to Perotis, food into food. Now, till now we learned that it is also to go and squeeze out food. If it is grapes or olives, it's also minatoria to squeeze out juice. If it is normal Perot, normal a fruit and vegetable, which one sometimes squeezes out, it's also midrabanan. Now, we're coming along and saying a different din. That if one wants to squeeze it out into food, that means there will never be a status that the liquid is alone. Straight away from the fruit, you put it straight into another food. Let's say a mushroom, which we'll have later on, you take lemon and you squeeze it out onto a salad. So you're allowed to do that on Shabbos because it is not considered schita. Schita means you take liquid from a solid. Here you're taking a solid and you're putting it into a solid. So there's never a shame liquid on it. That you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. But there is a Shitas Rabbeinu Chananel which does say, takes on that you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. And we take on Hamachne Tova Olav Brocha. Somebody who doesn't do it, he gets a brocha. That means mitzad ha'alocha, you're allowed to do that. But there is a reason for a person who wants to take on the stringent, he'll get a brocha. Let's see that inside. Fifth design. Muta lishot peyot l'toch ochel. You're allowed to squeeze fruit into food. That means you've got, let's say, a grape or olives, and you want, let's say, you've got oranges, you want to squeeze it into a food, straight into a salad. Hainu ba'oifen sha'mashke ha'yotze ma'apri, the juice which comes out of the fruit, nivla b'toch ha'ochel, it gets absorbed inside the food. That you're allowed to do. V'yeh sha'osru b'zeh, there is a shritas Rabbeinu Chananel, which says that you shouldn't do this. V'amachme, somebody wants to take on the stringent, tovei olav brocha. He gets a brocha. That means mitzvah ha'alocha, one's allowed to do that on Shabbos. Somebody wants to be machme, he gets a brocha. That means it's not straightforward halacha, it is a chumrah. If a person wants to go and be machme, there is a reason to be machme, a reason to be more stringent and take on that shouldn't be allowed to do. Urei ba'ara. See inside the footnote, shekosavnu be'elu peiros nergis chumrah. In what sort of fruit which takes on this chumrah from Rabbeinu Chananel? The chumrah from Rabbeinu Chananel, which it says that which we take on a machme or tzaval of brocha, that if a person wants to take on a Rabbeinu Chananel, what kind of fruit are we talking about? But some people, he says in the footnote, some people say that the fruit which we want to take on Rabbeinu Chananel as a chumrah, we want to take it on, is only bezeisim v'anovim, which schita, if you squeeze them out, it will be also min ha'torah. Then we want to take on Rabbeinu Chananel. But in cases which it's only also midrabanan to squeeze them out, then it will not be a reason to take on the chumrah from Rabbeinu Chananel. That's what some people want to say. That's what it says in the footnote. Let's go on with what we learned. Ule'enyan sitas limon. If you want to go and squeeze out lemon, yatoich oichel, into food, yesh lo'akel, ve'intzoch lochish l'shitas ha'machmirim, ha'machmirat hanal. If a person wants to go and squeeze out lemon, then one does not have a reason to even to be machne to take on the stringent like the shittas Rabbeinu Chananel, which it says tov olav brocha. With lemon, we don't have to go and be machne that. Even according to Rabbeinu Chananel, we don't have to be machne Rabbeinu Chananel. Why? The footnote explains because by lemon we had another reason why it may be muta, because we had a swore from the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef said that lemon may be easier because people don't ever drink the lemon alone. They always put it together with water, they put it together with other things. Nobody drinks plain lemon without any extra substance inside it. One never drinks it alone. So that's another reason why the Beis Yosef wants to say one of the reasons the Beis Yosef is that it should be altogether muta. So if there's any reason why it would be muta altogether, so we don't have to take on the stringents from Rabbeinu Chananel for that. So if Yod Zayin. Now, explains, Heta zeh shaschitas peyu l'toich oichol, that what we learned before, it is allowed to squeeze any fruit into food. Ne'emat, discussing, rak ba'oifin shakol hamitz nitpal l'oichol, all the juice is comes toffel to that food. What's it mean? Kagoyin explains himself, shun nivla, it is dissolved, it is absorbed, oy nivlal, mixed together, boy. If it is not all absorbed, and a chelik from the mitz, chelik from the juice which comes out is standing by itself, it doesn't come toffle to that food, if it is left alone, that means, if a person would squeeze out an orange, he squeezes it into, let's say, sugar. We'll learn later on if you're allowed to squeeze it into sugar. Let's see, if you squeeze it into sugar and you want to eat the sugar like it is. You squeeze lemon onto the sugar and you want to eat the sugar. But so much lemon or orange, which is squeezed out to the sugar, it was much, much more than the sugar. And it comes out, there's a lot of liquid around the sugar that you're not allowed to do. Only if it is squeezed into food and it is toffled to the food. The ick is the food. You got a little bit of juice which is toffled to the food. Then you're really allowed to do it. But if you're going to have a lot of juice around it, then you can't say it is toffled to the food. That you're not allowed to do. Oh, so he explains further. Mutter lischot limon, you're allowed to squeeze lemon, l'tech salat yerakot, into vegetable salad. V'chein mutter lischot tapuz, you're allowed to go and squeeze an orange, or limon, or lemon, l'tech gezer murusak, if you've got a carrot, which is murusak, which is a salad, or if it is mashed down carrots, no different. All these things, if you're squeezing it into them, then you're allowed to do that on Shabbos because it is considered food to food. You're not squeezing from food juice, you're squeezing from food into food. Food into food is not an issa from Mefarik on Shabbos.